If I'd ask you this morning, if you want to go to heaven, everybody would say yes. If I ask you if you want to go now, I was getting up a load to go, you'd say, well, just not now, preacher. We hear a lot of things from the Bible, but there's not much we hear about heaven. And I believe maybe because there wasn't anybody that knew much about heaven. Paul went into the third heavens. That's in around the throne of God where Christ and God is. Saw things unspeakable for man to utter. But if you want to find a real understanding of heaven, you're going to have to go to the book of Revelation. And I want to read from the 21st chapter, also the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. We need to know about where we're going as much as we possibly can. If you're taking a trip out of the United States, you'd want to know about the place that you are going to, all about it. You'd get literature and read on it. So you'd know something about it whenever you got there. Well, one of the best ways to know about heaven is read about it in the Word of the Lord. Starts off in verse 1 in chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, or crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride's wife. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God And her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, at the gates 12 angels. And the name written thereon are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates. On the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city and had 12 foundation, and the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the walls thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as a breadth. And the measure of the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height are all equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel. And he goes on down in the next verse, and the building of the walls of it was of jasper. City was pure gold, likened to clear crystal. Now let's go over into chapter 22. I want to read to you the first 5 verses. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God, of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it. On either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruits, yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. He shall see, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead, and there shall be no more night. There they that need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent this angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. If correctly read, that's reading a portion from the 21st and 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. Bobby, would you get me a cup of water? And the topic I wanted to use this morning is this. We have heaven as John saw it coming down. The longest and the best description of heaven in the whole Bible is given by John in the book of Revelation. Nobody else gives you what John gives you. From the book of Revelation, John gives us, share 3 pictures of heaven. Notice what I said, 3 pictures of heaven. That's the way he laid them down in the Word of God. The first picture, heaven, is a temple where we meet with God. John said heaven is a temple in verse 3. Look at it. And you find this. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God, notice what he said, is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So he saw heaven as a temple where we meet with God. In verse 3, that's what he tells you and I. John said heaven is a temple. Then he goes on, the temple is where we meet God. That's where the temple is where we meet God. And not only that, God is there. In the Old Testament, God came down and lived in the earthly temple today with the people of God. And so, and now he takes us up for us to live in heavenly temple with God. Heaven is being with God. And let me say that some have said heaven is where God is. It is no more correct to say heaven is where we meet God. I'll tell you, that's where we meet God, is in heaven. And so we go on in this. I'll tell you, in this scripture, it would not be heaven for God without us. It wouldn't be heaven without God. See, the thing about it is, what really makes heaven is God and the people that's redeemed by the grace of Almighty God meeting with God, and that makes heaven out yonder in the city of God. And so it's wonderful to know that in this walk of life. So heaven is a temple, that is heaven is where we meet God. I'm glad that we meet God through the Holy Spirit of God here in this walk of life, but we're going to meet God in the heavenly world after a while. After life is over, if we are redeemed by the grace of Almighty God, we will meet Him again and in heaven and be with Him forevermore. Oh, what a blessing it is just to be with God. Not only that, we find in the Scripture, here he's saying the temple is where we meet with God, and in heaven, it is all a temple. I want to say heaven's going to be all a temple. We say a lot of things and do a lot of things. We say this and say that, but it's just going to be a temple. And a lot of times you said, all of heaven is a temple, then it is all church worship. That's what I want to get to. In heaven, there's not going to be anything but worshiping and serving and honoring and glorifying God. That's what it's going to be in heaven. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't like the church down here, you wouldn't enjoy heaven. If you just come once in a while to the church down here, you wouldn't like heaven. I'll say heaven is going to be there forever and ever and ever. And I'll say it will not change. So I'm glad heaven is a little different from what people think it is. We also find, too, there's some things here in this walk of life that we won't have to go through in yonder's walk of life. I find it would... Now we go as we look at it, because God is there, there will be no pain. Did you know He said no pain? You look over this world today, and there's pain everywhere you look. You go to the hospital, there's pain. All right, you go to the rest home, there's pain. You used to see people laying in the bed, they've got pain. But in heaven, all pain is going to be done away with. Then he went on a little farther and he said, there'd be no more crying. Did you know what? Really, I'll tell you. And no more death, he said, in heaven. That is, people are not going to die in heaven. People die here upon the earth, but people are not going to die in heaven. We ought to get some things down about the Word of God. God being with us, I'll tell you, He'll wipe away all tears and remove everything, I'll tell you, tear from our eyes. And we'll cry no more. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more death. Sin is a cause of pain. Did you know that? If there had never been no sin in this walk of life, there would have never been no pain in this walk of life. Sin brought forth pain, and that's why we got pain in this walk of life. And I say we have not only that, we have tears and death. Sin brought forth tears and brought forth death. And that God will wipe away all tears. I say even the source of sin will be removed, because in heaven there will not be any sin. How dare you go into a place where there is no sin? You cannot look around you today in the world. You find sin on every side. But in heaven there won't be any sin. Thank God I can't imagine that. Can you? I can't grasp it all. And I've been studying it a long time. I thank God for it. I lay in His presence. We are delivered from the curse of sin. Did you know that? I found that in the Word of the Lord, where He said over here, I believe, "And thou shalt be no more cursed." Chapter 22 and verse 3. And I am thankful unto the Lord that all curse be delivered. In heaven there's no sin, there's no curse, there's no pain, there's no tears, there's no death. And I thank God in heaven, we'll be there and we'll be happy forevermore. We really don't know what happiness is in this walk of life, like it's going to be in the next walk of life. I thank God that God gave us some things that you and I ought to appreciate in the Word of the Lord. You said, "Well, the preacher, he just rocks sin all the time." No, I don't. Bless God, now I ain't got nobody shouting when I'm talking about heaven. I might well talk about sin, because I can't get none of you shouting or talking about where we're going. I lay after this walk of life. Death's not so bad anyhow. It's being separated from your loved ones. What really hurts when you think about it? Death is all right for a child of God. He just passes from this world unto a real world to live with God forever. I visit the hospital a lot, have to, over these days and years that I've been a preacher. Did you know I've seen people just all day in a turmoil with a fever? All their fever had gone completely out of the category of where it ought to be. No more sickness, no more broken bodies, no more cripples and no more braces, no more crutches and no more wheelchair. Can you imagine being in a place that you'll never see another crutch, never see another person limping in life, never see another wheelchair, never see anything at all how they will look like this walk of life? Thank God, I'm glad there is a place called heaven for the redeemed of all ages. There'll be no more hospitals over there. I couldn't tell you how many times over these almost 32 years that I've been a pastor that I've been to the hospital. I don't know. And I don't know how many times I'm going to yet have to go. And I say there's no hospitals over there. Did you know there's no hanging of a crepe over there? You said, "Well, what's that?" Do you know whenever it's a death, you'll usually see a sign and it'll say, "Slow down." And you look for a crepe on a door of somebody's house that somebody has died. But in heaven, there'll never be another crepe hung on any door in heaven. And it's got set 12 gates out there to the city of God. But not a gate will ever have a crepe hung upon that door, because we're in heaven. We're away from death forevermore. Thank God, I'm glad that sometime we're going to get where heaven is after a while. It's going to be joy and peace and happiness forevermore. Not only that, down here we mourn and have to depart from our loved ones. That's gone on. How many funerals I've been doing, how many times I've gone to this place and that place, and see the loved ones mourn over their people like they never was going to see them no more. And if they died and went to hell and you're a Christian, you won't see them anymore. But if they're heaven bound and you're heaven bound, you'll meet again after a while on the sweet door ashore of deliverance. Praise God. I'm glad there's a place called heaven today for the children of God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, I'll shout. Everybody ought to shout. Everybody ought to tell that. Now they thank the Lord. There is a place called heaven for the redeemed of God. Amen. Bless your soul. Thank God. I'm glad. There is a place called heaven for you and I. Glory. You don't know how. I had a tussle with the devil over this message. Just preaching it. Bringing it. Not only that. Yes, sir. Did you know you'll never see a doctor over there? You'll never see an undertaker over there? And the only place that I know that them people are going to be after a while, they're going to be singing in the choir. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's right, they'll be singing in the choir. There won't be doctoring over there. They won't be taking any business to bury anybody over there. Hallelujah, we'll be home forevermore with God in the city of God. Forever and ever and ever. That's what John saw on the Isle of Patmos. Put him out there to die. Thank God, now Jay said, John, I'll give you a glimpse of glory. Let you see what they are in the city of God. Amen. All right, he saw it as a tabernacle. Number two, the second picture. Heaven is a city where we meet with one another. You say, now, preacher, where'd you get that? Verse 9. Listen at it. And 21, verse 9, there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I'll show thee of the bride, the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the Spirit in a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Oh, I say then, he pictured heaven as a city. In a city, you have people in a city. Did you know that? And here we're going to be with one another. Thank God, I'm glad. I'm headed home. After a while, we're going to be with one another. We're going to tabernacle with God, and then we're going to be with one another in the city of God. Thank God, I thank God for the goodness of the Lord. Has laid it down in the Word of the Lord. Then I want to show you just a little farther. It said, verse 27, and there shall be no more wise enter into anything that defile neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, there's not going to be nobody there. But those that are named have been recorded in the Lamb's book of life. Everybody there is going to be redeemed. Everybody there is going to be saved. Everybody there is going to be, I say, in heaven with God and the saints of God. You tell me that don't thrill you. I'll thrill out from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, because heaven, I lay, is my home. I'm just talking about our home this morning. Amen. Oh, thank God. He said it was a city. He said it had 12 gates. The other Wednesday night, I preached on the gates. You know what the 12 gates are? There's ample entrance into the city of God. Amen. That is, they said, to come in from the east, the west, and the south, and the north. Three gates on each. I'll lay one of them. That's ample entrance into the city of God. There's only everyone's got a chance to go in. They're young, they got a chance to go in. They're middle aged, they got a chance to go in. If they're this, they got a chance to go in. If they're old, they can get in. I thank God, that the Lord let me in one day. Not only that, we find and he said in the gates, were made of pearls. Did you know that? Did you know now? You listen very closely to me. The pearl is the only one that's made in this walk of life. Everything that he talked about heaven was made yonder, and yonder is the walk of life. But a pearl is made in this walk of life. You take a little oyster, he gets a little irritation of grain of sand in under the shell. And you know what that grain of sand, that oyster shell does? It creates a pearl. And that's where we gather our pearls that women wear around their neck. But every time you walk through the gates of pearl, you'll think about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, dying at Calvary, redeeming your life from a lost, dying world. You look upon that pearly gate, and you said he died at Calvary for me to walk through here. Glory to God. I got to seeing that, and I said, thank God, how wonderful it is just to be able to go there. Oh, you said, preacher, how about the size of that place? You know what? Where you lay that out in the Bible, it would reach from New York to Dallas, Texas. I think that's about 2,500 miles. All right, the city is 2,500 miles. And it's square. He said the length, the breadth, the width, and everything. So I'd be 2,500 miles this way, that way, that way, and that way. And 25 miles straight up. Praise God, I'll tell you right now. You talk about a place, we ain't never seen no place down here in this walk of life. I don't care what you've seen. I've seen Paris. I've seen Rome. I've seen this New York. I've seen all these places. But praise God, I've never seen or witnessed a place like this in my entire life. I thank God. As a city that God has got built for the redeemed of all ages in the city of the Lord. Oh, what a blessing it is. And did you know what? Over there, you find that it's just one street. It didn't say streets. It said street. It means one. Covers a whole city. No ending to it. Not only that, no lights in heaven, because the light will come from the glory of God. Don't be every month you get a power bill. They charge you for your lights. Praise God, you're not getting no more power bills than you get to heaven. The light's going to come from God Himself. God's going to be light, and He'll give us all the light that we need. And there's not going to be any night over there. Did you know how it's going to just be one continuous day on and on and on? What a place. He said that we're going to be with one another in the city of the Lord. Let me give you my last to the third picture of heaven. It's a garden. We can have enjoyment. Now that's three things he laid down in the Word of God. Notice what I told you. He said a tabernacle, being with God, a city. Then he said the third picture is heaven is a garden of enjoyment. 20 through 25. You find this in the Word of God. Third picture, John said, heaven is a garden. The garden responds to our parks. Gardens denote joy and happiness. Heaven is a happy place. I wish I could really tell you how happy the people are over there They don't have no pain. They don't have no sorrow. They don't have no disappointment. And they're not looking back down here in this walk of life and said, well, I'd like to be down there again on that walk of life. Man, they're in heaven, I thank God for it. And nobody in heaven, you couldn't want them to voluntarily come back to earth again. Not only that, we find it. All of heaven is a garden. It's a delight. The garden of happiness. And Eden was restored, and it was a garden. Gethsemane made the Garden of Eden into the Garden of Paradise. Do you know that? There was a garden in Eden where never sin had been. Christ went to Calvary. The battle at Calvary was fought in the Garden of Gethsemane, and He restored back paradise. The Garden of Eden again for us will be in paradise, will be heaven for us, are they in the city of God. So this is what He's really telling us. Alright, in the park, notice what there is in the park. There's water. There's trees. There's people. Look at chapter 22. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God. That's the river of life, flowing right down through this city, a center of heaven itself will be the river of life. That's the river of grace that you and I drink from. That is, you can't drink it dry. Hallelujah. It'll always be full in the city of God. I'm glad how there's some things that's forever and ever, regardless of what people say in this walk of life. Then he went just a little farther and he said, clear as crystal. We've never seen anything as clear as crystal in this walk of life. You see, our waters are contaminated. Not this place. This is a river of life. This is a river of grace that you and I drank from a long time ago and got saved by the grace of God. Said, proceeding out from under the throne of God. You see where grace comes from? From the throne of God. And you know, it's a continuous river. I'll tell you, that stirs me up. The river flows out from the throne of God, so it's a river of grace. Sinners here can plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain. Now they have grace and a river of grace forevermore in the city of God. Not only that, trees. In the garden, there's a tree of life. Notice what he said. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which had 12 manners of fruit, yielded her fruit every month to the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. All right, now I told you we had a park. We had a place. You got a river, you got a tree. Tree of life. And not only that, you go just a little farther, and he said, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Now, he talks about a kingdom here. He gives us a kingdom down here, starting in verse 3. He said, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and all the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. You don't know what you're going to be doing in heaven? Serving the Lord. You said, preacher, what is that? Just praising God's all I know. I don't know anything but that. You said, I don't like to praise God down here. You wouldn't enjoy heaven then if you got there. Because that's all it is. Just praising the Lord. So there's the throne, garden denotes a king, a kingdom, and its subjects. Garden shows the kingdom, and it's governed with our joy, delight, and happiness. That's what he really shows us. This kingdom are seven qualities. Eternal holiness is there. There's nothing that's not holy going to be in heaven. Everything in heaven is going to be holy. It'll be eternal holiness. Then, all right, it's going to be eternal unity. There'll be no disunity. You said, well, where did you get all that? I got it from verse 3 down here. He said, he made mention, he said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and they shall dwell with him, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and they be their God. Then he went on, he said, they are eternal service. You get that over in chapter 3 chapter 3 on the next, chapter 22. And so then he said, there's eternal service. There's eternal vision. You know what the eternal vision is? Verse 4, and they shall see his face. You know what's going to be before you all the time in heaven? The face of Jesus. You'll see it constantly. We've never looked upon his face down here, but you're going to see his face in heaven. You'll look upon him and know who it is. It's the eternal thing. And he said, and his name shall be placed upon their forehead. What's that mean? Ownership, owned by God. His name is going to be placed in your forehead. You're owned by Christ. He paid the price at Calvary. Your sin and my sin that we could have eternal life. Then not only that, he said, I'm going to give you eternal day. Verse 5. There shall be no night. All right, if there's no night, it must be daytime all the time. One eternal day. There's no Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. One eternal day. Lord, I got to reading that and looking at that. I said, Lord God, there'll never be no darkness so black. One eternal day. Then we go one step forward and we're going to close. Verse 5. They shall reign with him. Reign forever and ever. That's the eternal reign with Christ forever and ever. It'll never come to an end. That's what he's really telling me, you and I. Best I can grasp it, best I can explain it. Never come to an end over there in heaven. It'll be that all the time in the city of God. I'll tell you, yes, they are. I thank God for what he's got prepared for us. Oh, I'll tell you, I'd like to put down your heart and your soul. You'd just like to go. You're not prepared. You'd like to make preparation today to go to heaven. Every time you see a loved one, they're dead. Casket rolls somewhere you meet. You go by a cemetery, every one of them up there, they either went to heaven or they went to hell. Then, but two places to go. But a lot of them, I believe, went to heaven. Biggest part of them, I believe, went to heaven. But did you know what? You got an invitation to go to heaven this morning. Thank God, he showed us the tabernacle of God. I'll tell you, us being with God and God being with us. And he gave us a picture. I'll tell you, of a city where we can be with one another. Then he gave us, I'll tell you, not only that, he gave us, I'll tell you, paradise. All over again, where the tree of life flowed right down through the middle of the heaven itself. And he said, had the tree of life, he said, on each side of the river. Thank God, I'll tell you what, you can drink there anytime you want to. And if you're not prepared to go today, it'd be a good day just to come. Make preparation to go to heaven. Thank God, I'm glad my name's been recorded yonder. I'll tell you, I praise his name this morning. Because I'm heaven bound. I realize nobody can't stop it. Nobody can't take my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Nobody can remove it. God said, if you ever one time save you, you're saved eternally. So we're going to serve Him. You know what we're going to do? If you don't love the house of God and the house of God together with the people of God, you wouldn't enjoy heaven at all when you got there. Because it's all just worship and joy and praising God with one another. Let's stand our feet.
Open I'm here, but on my way, burn it by the veil.
You had made preparations, I know y'all are making a word before we close out. You might be here and you might have drifted off from the Lord. You said, preacher, I don't know what about how about this going. I've drifted off. You need to come back to God. You need to just step forth and come by here and off. Get it all fixed up. You don't know where, if you lay down tonight or you wake up in the morning or not. You don't know where you'll ever see another morning or not. Oh, me, what a place they call heaven. Sing one more verse. If you need to come, come. I felt like God wanted me to sing. You drifted away from God. Just come to God. God will set you back.
Spirit of the Lord.